Some people endure a lot of suffering in life as a result of their own doing. On the contrary, they could have just been dealt an unfavorable hand in this card game called life. Regardless, when we notice someone in this scenario, we may feel a great deal of compassion and wish to help them in any way that we can. We never anticipate that our selfless actions would inadvertently lead to terrible and unimaginable events that would leave us or even family members in distress. I'm your host, MC, and this is episode 33 of the MC Horror Podcast. When I was younger, I met a man. He was my brother's friend, and he started living with us after his parents had done some despicable things. He was left practically alone while being a minor still attending school. I can't remember if he was emancipated or supposed to be under someone else's care. I was an annoying little sister then, 7 years younger, but I remember him saying to my brother, "I don't mind at all. She reminds me of mine." What really gets me about this experience was that I somehow didn't realize until about a month ago how important these events to transpire just might be. For me, there are only two events that are unmistakably him, things that he did to me. The first being one night when I was coming down for a glass of water. I began by opening my heavy bedroom door and continued down the creaky hallway and stairs without at all being silent. Just as I got to the bottom platform, I saw him sitting at the computer. I looked at him, he looked at me, and I heard an old news report playing of the arrest of his parents. I felt like I was invading his most private moment, a time when he was obviously emotional and raw, and I felt horrible. I paused at that moment because it was such an awkward situation. I just wasn't sure how I was supposed to respond next. But at that moment, where I was in my own head, he must have closed the tab and reopened another. He had to have hit play, as I imagine it wouldn't have started on its own, and I heard moaning. He just stared at me, and I'm now even deeper in my own head, like, is this happening? No. It must have been an accident. And I finally got the sense to go back to my room. I can't remember if I ever told anyone that at the time. I dismissed it as an accident. The second one happened just as I got out of school. I went up to my room to find my bubble bag TV was missing. My brother took it all the time, either as his own perceived punishment or because he wanted to use it for whatever reason. So I started by storming into his room and demanding he tells me where it is. The prong in my screw-on cable cord was getting worse, and it was such a hassle to set it up again and again. I was irate. He tells me that he has no idea and that he couldn't care less. So confused, I'm now wondering who else would take it. I'm not grounded, and my brother doesn't have it. Could it be his friend? I go to his room and I knock. He sounds pissy and I ask if he took it. Through the door, he said he did. I, going back to my aggravated state, opened it up to see it sitting on the ground, seemingly unused. I then angrily say, "Why did you take my TV?" And before I know it, he's bum rushing me into a wall and lifts me higher up the wall by my throat. I start yelling at him, yelling in general, trying to fight back, and my mom runs up the stairs and screams at him. She tells him to let go of me and to get the F out as my brother comes out of his room with the most puzzled look on his face, like, "What are you doing?" His friend then leaves, and I can't remember him coming back and living with us after that. A while later, my brother moved to a new house in the same neighborhood, and for years he would on and off allow that friend to stay with him. He felt bad for him. He thought he was given an unfair start in life and wanted to help him. It was before or around this time, a a man in all black would begin terrorizing me. It all started on All Hallows' Eve when I was in the fifth grade. It's exhausting to go through all of this again, truthfully. It was something that apparently my mind tried to downplay, dismiss, and forget for a while. But recently, in therapy, I was forced to really face it, to realize it was the origin of who I am today. There was a knock on the door while I was home alone. It was the middle of the night. I grew up watching Forensic Files, Law & Order, SVU, etc. So I was just naturally like, yeah, I don't want to open this. But like all the dumb characters in horror movies who die in the beginning, I did. I opened the door and no one was there. So I stepped out onto the porch to look and see if they were leaving, but there was no one there. At first, I thought nothing of it. It was probably just one of my brother's friends or something. But some time later, I was sitting on the couch, and from there, I saw something dark flash past the kitchen window. It was quick, but I kept thinking, you know, it's probably just my brother or his friends playing a prank, or maybe it's just nothing. I had no idea, but I was definitely creeped out. As I sat there, I just had the feeling of being watched, like my senses were telling me something was off. But that didn't prepare me for when I looked up. Amidst the slight glow of the backyard, I saw the outline of a man in black standing in the window. In the case of fight, flight, freeze, or fawn, I froze. That was when I watched as he lightly knocked on the window and did a close finger wave like you would to a child. Then he just disappears. And to summarize what happened when my family came home, it wasn't my brother. And they were more than convinced it was a prank. It never really stopped after that. Anytime I was home alone, or it was late at night, he was there. He'd be dressed entirely head to toe in black, so I've never been sure of his age, race, nothing. There were phone calls that started at some point, but they would only be silence or a quick breath. And even though I lived in a house full of people, it seemed that it only happened to me. My mom had picked up the silent phone calls, but they or she would hang up quickly, and she assumed nothing of it. Then the next real event happened. I was again home alone. It was a Friday. I remember because my friends were at a school football game that I didn't have a ride for. Around that time, things had kind of slowed down with the man. It seemed like he was coming around and just staring at my house from the backyard far less often. So I was actually feeling pretty relaxed at the time, considering everything. I was watching the TV show House. And out of the corner of my eye, I saw a dark, sudden flash. My stomach dropped. My heart was pounding like a drum. Everything went quiet. I had muted the TV, and it was almost like a who blinks first scenario, because whoever or whatever it was making no noise. An eternity had passed in a series of seconds to minutes until reality came back with the sound of a doorknob. I heard it jiggling. From deafening silence to hearing the unexpected sound of a figurative pin dropping, my stress response chose correctly for the first time, and I ran. I grabbed my phone, left everything else, and went right out the door. I didn't stop until I reached the other side of town. There, I remember laying underneath a streetlight thinking that this was it, the day it was all building up to. I had been sleeping with a knife under my pillow, being unbelieved for years at this point, and it all led to this. It was either an attempt, or he wasn't done with me yet. He could be coming at any moment, or at his very next opportunity. I took those seconds to try to gather my thoughts, catch my breath, and then I called my mom. She was out at the bar with her boyfriend at the time, so they picked me up and we went back home. Her boyfriend made us stay in the car, and the only thing different than how we had left it was that the back door was wide open. It was a complicated antique door and not easily opened even when it wasn't locked, so that should be a huge worry in itself. But of course, they dismissed that too. They said it must have been the cat. Seriously? The most concerning thing for me though was that nothing was taken. Most people would naturally first assume it must have been a burglar, but no, nothing was taken. And at the time, there was just a basement full of expensive tools and equipment as my mom and her boyfriend would flip houses, and yet not a single thing was gone. That was more than enough time too. From my leaving the house to coming back had to be about 30 minutes or so. Sometime after that event, my neighbor then experienced something too. While sitting on his patio with his girlfriend, a man in all black started approaching them from the yard of an abandoned house. My neighbor told him to stop, but he didn't. Then he pulled out his gun and told him to stop again, but he still didn't. So my neighbor then fired at the ground, and at that moment, he must have decided it wasn't worth it because he ran off, tripping over a branch on his way out. That was around the time he stopped coming around. But now, therapy has forced me to face this, and I try to process it. During the time of these events, naturally, I spent so much time wondering who it could be and why. To kidnap me? Kill me? Do something unspeakable? But I never got any answers from the world, time, or myself. Until possibly now. My brother's friend, after these events had all transpired, and while sleeping in my brother's car, did something horrifying. He set himself up along a levee. At first, it was just himself and a notebook, and would watch people as they walked by. They went along with their day, unsuspecting, as he would make a record of everything he saw. Hair color, what they were wearing, race, gender, age range, how long they were, how often, with someone or alone. And then one day, with a knife in hand, he pulled a woman off the levee and into a nearby wooded area. She was able to fight him off. She got away, but not unscathed. He slashed her arm, and I can't even imagine the horror she went through in those moments. Following that, I'm not sure how they found him or how they knew about the notebook, but the only known address they had for him was my brother's and ours. State and local police, as well as I, believe possibly a U.S. Marshal came to my door in a sudden swarm. They banged on the door. As I opened it, a cop slammed me against the door with his forearm and told me to stay back. I was absolutely clueless about what was happening, but it started to click when I saw my brother's friend being walked out in handcuffs from my brother's home. They sat him upon the stairs, feet away from the police K-9s, and I could hear them asking where his backpack is. A man said, "If you don't tell us where it is, we're going to search both of these houses." I think he sincerely cared about my brother, as my brother did for him for all those years. I assume that's why he then divulged that it was under the dining room table at my brother's home. They then went, collected it, and simply left. I don't know what happened to him, but now, years later, I wonder if everything that happened to me was because of him. The way he wrote down those people's every moment terrifies me, yet almost solidifies, in a way, my suspicion. What if the only reason he knew when I was truly home alone, our routines, was because he has a notebook on me too? If you or anyone you know have a horror story that you'd like to be narrated on here, please fill out the form that's linked in the description below. There are also links to the music used, as well as if you want to submit some feedback to help improve your listening experience. My friends, horror is all around us. We just try our best to avoid it. Once again, I'm your host, MC, signing out. Thanks for taking the time to check out the MC Horror Podcast. Have a great night.